And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 20th of December, 2011. It's the birthday of the physicist Robert Van de Graaff, inventor of the Van de Graaff generator, a hollow metal globe on a thick hollow pole. Inside the pole, a pair of pulleys drive a belt of silk over a pointed metal comb that's hooked to an external power supply. The comb and one pulley sit at the base of the pole. The second pulley sits inside the globe. And as the belt runs, it builds up large static electric charges, can generate more than 2 million volts on a dry day. Van de Graaff generators, popular in science classrooms, because when you touch one while it's running, the static charge will lift your hair into a big round halo around your head. It's the birthday of Maud Gonne, the lifelong muse of the poet William Butler Yeats. Born in Aldershot, England, 1865, she and Yeats met when they were 25. She was tall, exquisitely beautiful. He wrote about her in his memoirs, "I had never thought to see in a living woman so great beauty, a complexion like the blossom of apples, and yet face and body had the beauty of lineaments, which Blake calls the highest beauty because it changes least from youth to age, and a stature so great she seemed of a divine race." Yeats asked her to marry him. She refused. He proposed marriage several times. She always turned him down. She said, "You would not be happy with me. You make beautiful poetry out of what you call your unhappiness, and you are happy in that. Marriage would be such a dull affair. Poets should never marry." It's the birthday of Hortense Kalischer, born New York City, 1911, known for her short stories, such as "In Greenwich There Are Many Graveled Walks," and her novel "False Entry," many other novels, her memoir "Tattoo for a Slave." Hortense Kalischer, who was a welfare worker in the Great Depression, started publishing when she was almost 40. It was 26 years ago today, President Reagan signed a bill establishing an official poet laureate for the United States to be appointed by the Librarian of Congress, whose job is to raise a greater national appreciation for the reading and writing of poetry. Philip Levine is the current laureate. And it's the birthday of the novelist Elizabeth Benedict, Hartford, Connecticut, 1952, author of The Beginner's Book of Dreams, Safe Conduct, and other novels, whose advice to writers was, "Work like a maniac because no one else will do it for you, and know that art matters." Here's a poem for today by Albert Goldbarth entitled "Human Beauty." If you write a poem about love, the love is a bird. The poem is an origami bird. If you write a poem about death, the death is a terrible fire. The poem is an offering of paper cut out flames you feed to the fire. We can see in these the space between our gestures and the power they address, an insufficiency, and yet a kind of beauty, a distinctly human beauty. When a winter storm from out of nowhere hit New York one night in 1892, the crew at a theater was caught unloading props. A box of paper snow for the Christmas scene got dropped and broken open, and that flash of white confetti was lost inside what it was a praise of. Human Beauty by Albert Goldbarth, from The Kitchen Sink, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Hyperion Books, publisher of Jacqueline Kennedy, Historic Conversations on Life with John F. Kennedy, the 1964 interviews in a book with CDs with a foreword by Caroline Kennedy. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.